This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's on the Go Breakfast on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Higher Frequency. And we are getting into money power.
Oh, yes. We're talking this morning with our personal finance coach, Vangile Makwakwa. We're looking at the money patterns that we see running in our families. Good morning, Vangile. How are you doing?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
No, we are great. Thank you so much for joining us once again. So excited to have this session with you. The last time that we talked, you gave us an assignment to go home and look at our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents' money habits so that we could be able to establish this very important thing for us to understand why we are the way we are around money or with our money. So can we pick up from where we left off last week? We did the exercise, Vangile. So where to from here if we're looking at what we found out?
Okay, so now you've done your exercise, right? And I gave you guys four different quadrants to look at. I gave you savings, spending, debt, and income. And I also probably gave you investment. So, based on those quadrants, I want you to see which one was the most, I guess, which was that wasn't so too intense, but like, which is the one that you are most challenged by in that quadrant, right? Because maybe you see that within your family and intellectually, you guys could make money, but you couldn't hold on to money. That money was, you didn't have a problem getting jobs, selling things, making the money, but then you couldn't hold on to money. Then you probably have to start looking at the spending quadrant. Or maybe you just all people got into debt, or you could just never show where money went. There was no actual investment to show where money went. And for some of us, maybe it's like all five quadrants are a mess, right? Then you need to decide which is the most intense area for you, the most challenging, that if you could focus on that for the next 6 months, and give your entire focus, put your entire focus on that, you'd make a huge shift in your life. The reason why I'm suggesting just one thing, right, is because most of us look at our finances, and why had you guys do this quadrant thing, is that most of us look at our finances and we go, oh my God, every single thing is a mess. I don't know where to start, right? And when we're like that, we feel absolutely overwhelmed, and then we try to do everything all at once. And that's actually a recipe for failure and disaster, because money is already a challenging topic. So if you are trying to get out of debt, change your spending habits, increase your income, increase investing, your entire focus on all these four quadrants, it's going to be really, really difficult. But if you decide to focus on one thing at a time, it will be, your chances of success are so much higher. So if you can just focus on one quadrant and figure out, what are some of my behaviors and some of my emotions around this? What are some of the traumas and ancestral traumas within my family? And just give yourself 6 months to try and get that under control, develop new habits, tiny habits, right? You're not going to overhaul everything all at once. So for people, when I say if you're changing your spending habits, you're doing a lot of work on what you do on the body and the emotion around changing spending habits. So we have small exercises that you can do, and exercises that you can do for 30 minutes a day that allow you to go into your body to calm your nervous system just around spending. And then you can move on in another 3 months to go, oh, let me move on to income. And now I focus on income because now I've solidified the spending habits, and it's no longer an issue. So if I make more money, I don't spend all the money that I make in one go. I can actually start to keep it. But once you've thought about spending, once you've thought it out, it becomes easier to then go into increasing income. And with more increased income, you can then start to pay off debt, because all the money that you're making from increased income isn't going towards spending really, really. So you have more discretionary income left which allows you to pay off more debt. And as you pay off more debt, your credit score starts to increase, which then makes it easier for you to then move into the investment sector, right? Because now you've got a higher credit score, you've got more discretionary income, and obviously if you're spending less and you have higher income and you're paying off debt, you're able to save more. So you can use that savings to start putting money into exchange traded funds, start investing directly in shares in the stock market, start buying property, right? So it becomes easier to then start using money to create a passive stream of income. But again, you need to focus on what is the most challenging area.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, it sounds to me like it requires deep introspection, but it is a possibility to deviate from the money pattern in the family. You just have to sit and look exactly how you are going to now be having a beneficial and healthy outlook on money.
Yes. So what I want to say before anything else is that most of us think that the money pattern is a mental thing, right? But what I want you to understand is why have you guys do that exercise is to see that actually money patterns can be passed down from generation to generation. And these patterns are in our DNA. So this is why, and trauma is carried in the nervous system. So when we're trying to change money patterns, one of the fastest ways to change our money patterns, either income or spending or debt, is to go into the body and start unlocking the trauma in there.
Yeah.
And as the nervous system starts to feel calm and safe around money, the subconscious mind starts to work in tandem with the nervous system so that you can easily start making different decisions around money.
Yeah.
Because now the memories that you carry around money and trauma have been integrated into the nervous system. So the subconscious mind doesn't keep going into the nervous system and extracting the same memories, which is what keeps us in a loop. So we need to integrate the trauma and all those memories in our nervous system. And a lot of those memories are also very ancestral.
Yeah, 100%, Vangile. And I think for somebody who is listening to this conversation for the very first time, I mean, last month, we had a conversation around the money pattern in the family. In the simplest terms, just look at your family tree, if that's the simplest way of explaining it. And look at how your great-grandfather's relationship was with money from what you heard. And look at your grandfather and look at your dad and look at your yourself. Or you could do that with your mom as well, depending on how you choose to look at it. Look at how their relationship with money was like. Were they the spending type, going out for holidays, unnecessarily so, deprived, the ing-ing? If you are doing the very same things right now,
yeah,
you have that great responsibility that lies ahead of you to change that pattern and say, I'm going to be that person that saves money. There's going to be wealth in our family.
Yeah, Vangile, I think you did a great job in the last point you gave us there. I think we're going to pick up from this point when you talk about the ancestral money patterns and those habits that are formed around this. And maybe we can, next time we have this conversation, look at how we can start healing those ancestral money patterns. We're going to leave it here for today. Vangile, thank you so much. Personal finance coach Vangile Makwakwa.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.